Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And today is the 1st of July, 2011. Let's have some fun tonight. We have a birthday, looks like, from Janice this month. So we'll be going to the light ship. We can do that right now. So hopefully everybody's on board who wants to go. And the light ship has a lot of different types of cake and pies and things there. So you can request what you'd like. We'll go to the food court. Okay, here we go. So let's go to the light ship for a birthday party. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And this will only work live for the people listening who can go to the light ship. Here we go. Again, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And sometimes your animals and pets may also have one, so we can also have them have a piece of whatever they'd like here. And here we go, bringing up your pets and animals. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay? And we're there now. Going into the food court, everybody. And this is where you can get your special cake or pie. They give you a little drink, some kind of like punch or something, or what you'd like to have. Remember, these are all very, very small portions. So you're probably going to feel like you're not connected to anything right now. And your mouth might be watering. So here we go. I always get the German chocolate cake with some hot fudge on it, some ice cream, and maybe a cherry on the top. They simulate that for us here. What they have there on the light ship, that's very similar to our human food. And it's about the size of a pencil eraser, like on the end of a pencil. So it's not really large. You look at it for the first time and you go, uh-oh, where's the food, you know? And all of a sudden, you put it in your mouth and it tastes wonderful. And you might find your saliva changing and you may feel your body getting energized. So here we go, everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and it's going underneath our tongue. And if you want to have seconds or thirds, you can. There's many things there you can request. Some people like having, I forgot what somebody said on the fast chat. So what was it? I don't know if it's raspberries or something. We'll find out if you have any special requests here. But we'll do it again here. You can have what you like to have. And Life Music is going to be singing happy birthday to everybody. So you might actually feel the vibration going through your body. Here we go. And we have something to drink, too, if you wish. So here comes your second portion here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So there we go. We'll get energized, too, with the golden plates in the light ship. We put our hands on them, and it samples our energy. It takes about 15 seconds. Then we go into a little room. Also, put our hands on some matching hand plates. You can watch a little monitor screen kind of doing different things, showing you what it's doing to your body. And that takes about 15 to 20 seconds also. So we're in that room now being energized. And let's now go into another room on the light ship. We'll just have some fun tonight just shortly here. We'll go into the room that has the violet dolphins. So request your healing, and we'll maybe be doing the same room possibly tomorrow night on our Saturday show, which is Saturday Night Live on the light ship. So we're having the dolphin energy coming to us now, then we'll be coming back. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And get energized now. We'll be coming back down. And I'll count to 5 again. And we had our birthday party. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here we are. There we go, Eric. Raspberry chocolate. That sounds good. Banana cream. That's good. Oh, yeah, it's all very, very good. It's It's incredible if you're able to actually maybe only taste it 5%, but you know that you had something. Some people actually, you know, feel it 100% in their body. I myself right now feel like my stomach is actually physically full. But everybody has their own experience. But the ones who are able to sense it, it's quite interesting because your whole paradigm completely shifts as this is being done and you're eating something up there. So tonight is our Friday night show. This is our paranormal show. So if you wish to call in, you can. And I guess all of our programs are kind of paranormal, but this one here we like to kind of dedicate to that for maybe strange occurrences that you may have had. Maybe we can do some healings on a situation or something. So anyway, everything's a little bit different on the Friday night shows. So hope to have some callers. So our co-host is on tonight. We'll have a Q&A tonight also after the call. After this program, and that'll be at 8 o'clock Pacific time, which is 11 o'clock Eastern. It's a one-hour call, and it's designed for people who are interested to find out more information about the light ship and about different healings that we do. And the this is like kind of for newbies, plus the OBs come on. I don't know if OBs right or not, but the ones that have a few clearings underneath their belt, and they can also help out other people online by telling them what they experienced with their healings and maybe what they're doing next year. So, Carrie, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and hello, everybody. my mouth is still watering like mad. I don't taste the cake or whatever, and in fact, I can't even remember what I asked for, but copious amounts of saliva, that's for sure. And I felt like giggling my head off when we were up there this time. That was really nice. So, okay.
It was very, very light.
Huh?
It was very, very light.
Yeah.
Very happy. Maybe somebody was singing up there. I don't know. I think it's to Janice's birthday. Janice, you sang?
Yeah, maybe. I know. I was like grinning my head off.
Maybe she was playing an instrument or something, but anyway, if anybody else had a birthday this month, that's great here. So,
yeah, like Nikki had a birthday, too.
Great. So happy birthday, people down here.
Yeah, happy birthday.
The light ship is on age, so anyway.
Yeah.
Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I have a slight feeling I did hear a beep right as we were going up to the light ship. So has anybody been waiting on the line? Anybody out there? Maybe not. Okay. So,
hello?
The number. Oh, there is somebody. Hi.
Oh, so sorry. I had it on mute.
That's okay.
Good evening. Good evening to you.
Hi.
I have a question. My husband and I experience some pretty scary dreams, and I'm a newbie. We're newbies, and so could you tell us something about that?
Sure.
Okay. There's two ways to look at dreams. One way is what we're taught typically through New Age metaphysics that that's the way your spirit typically is trying to connect to you because you're not awake enough in the daytime, so it brings forth information to you. So that's one school of thought. Another school of thought is that somehow because of that, they run the scenarios through dreams to give you information, and you can get books about dreams and read about what they're trying to tell you. Well, I don't, there could be something valid in those, but for me, when you have dreams, you're going to a parallel lifetime, and you're already there, and that parallel lifetime is what you're really experiencing. And somehow it's like a bleed through. So most people have, to make it simple, we'll just say 100 parallel lifetimes running at one particular time during the day. Now, are you here or are you in 100 different other lifetimes? So I'll elaborate on that a little bit here. If you ever lost your keys, were driving and missed an off-ramp or on-ramp, you felt spacey, sort of yawning, maybe your ears popped, you just felt a little bit unconscious, a little dizzy. And all these things normally might only last for about 15 minutes. Or maybe you're driving and all of a sudden, this happened to me, in fact, the other day. I think it was yesterday. And I was here. And all of a sudden, I looked over as I was turning, which always happens, and a car's honking at me. And I looked, and he wasn't there before. I was doing a standard right-hand turn. And the car was not, in fact, there's nothing on the road. And all of a sudden, he popped in. So he landed here, just probably about 100 feet from me. So from his experience, okay, he was driving his car in a parallel lifetime, and or a clone was, okay, it could be a clone also. And all of a sudden, they wanted him down here. So he's driving his car, we'll say, and remember, you're looking out of your window, and everything around you is like a hologram, and it looks just like it does here, identical. And then you get beamed down here, and then you hit the pavement, and you're here, and you don't know if you're not here or here, but this, because the scene is the same scene. So with him, he was probably seeing nothing around him because he didn't see me doing a right-hand turn. And he landed, and all of a sudden he goes, oh, that stupid person is turning out in front of me, right? So he's honking his horn, and but he wasn't there. So that's kind of the way it works. And we've all had that kind of weird experience, you know. All of a sudden you get startled, you look beside you, and something is there, wasn't there before. Remember, everybody has what we call psychic radar. And it just depends how far out it goes. And you kind of know if something is around you or not. And all of a sudden, if something does pop up, you kind of jump or get startled. And you wonder, gee, where did that come from? Well, that's because something got brought in here, dropped in from a parallel life, going from one lifetime to another. So that's what your dreams are. And so your dreams are actually you being shown something, and you're actually acting out that situation in a parallel dream, and it could be frightening. And all of a sudden, you have that conscious awareness of it. And some people have the same dreams because they live together, and it could be, like, really freaky because one person is telling the other one what's happening, and that's because you're experiencing that same dream in a parallel life. So when you dream something, that strictly bleed through from a parallel life, and remember, you're experiencing these all the time anyway. And so it's nothing that's new, just that it happened to leak through into this consciousness here. So this should be the real place, and the unreal places in the dark side universes not created by the light would be the cloned lifetimes scenarios, just like it is here. Remember, it's like going into, we'll say, you know, like I always say, a motion picture theater, and we'll just say you have 100 of the exact scenes playing, and you're the star in each one of those, but they can change them a little bit, so it depends what door you walk into, you know. So does that help you somewhat?
Yes, it does, and I appreciate that. Would Orgon generators help under the mattress?
I'm not sure if that would help or not. I don't necessarily get into that type of energy. I just use light ship energy. What could help you, if you wanted to do the, I think it's $10 a week, $30 for the month. So if you wanted to pay $30, you may get on the Alien Attack page on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of dedicated for weird things that the aliens do, parasitic life forms in us. It's quite a bit of information there and different types of clearings that you can have. So that's kind of, you know, what I would say to do. And you can leave the light being up for 8 hours at night. So for some people, that particular page keeps them sane a lot because they're able to know that they're being somewhat protected. I can't say it's 100%, but you are getting a lot of energy from the light being in your room. So you'd want to keep the monitor screen maybe in the hallway or in your room so it's on all the time, because the light beam would be the conduit for the energy. And so that's what I would probably suggest. But it sounds like you were up on a parallel lifetime, you know, which is what normally happens, and they traumatize you. So you're traumatized there. You could be there with your physical body. You could be there with your spirit, which looks like your physical body, and it could be both. One common thing is that some people wake up with bruises on their body or scratches. I've had people who've had abductions where they've actually did some kind of medical procedures, and they'll have an incision scar, we'll say, or a red mark, and it goes away within three or four days. Some people have, what I've seen, have had like a triangle, a perfect triangle, kind of like if you had three pins, and they were spaced maybe about, I think the last one that I seen at an expo, it was probably about maybe 3/8 of an inch apart. This is a perfect triangle, about 3/8 of an inch apart from each one of them. And they had like kind of like pimples, but the marks of the pimple did not have a head on them. The head went down like it was concave. And I have seen that. I've seen people at the UFO conferences where when you go there, you do get abducted because you're there to experience that. To the aliens, they think that anyway, because you're going into their realm to experience UFO stuff. And I have seen people with, actual physical, like, razor cuts on them, you know, when they would come back from sleeping. So anyway, I hope I helped you. Timeline stuff. And you could do some timeline crashing, too, on the issue. If you can figure out what the emotional issue was, remember, they only abduct you because you have emotions here. And so the emotions that we experience is the way they get energy. So it's like food to them. So that's why they create, you know, hundreds of parallel lifetimes to take your spirit energy from you and sometimes your body energy, which is made from light too. So the two different types of energies, but they're both light energies, but mainly they want the spirit energy. And then from there, they can bring you into parallel lifetimes and torture you and do whatever they wish to do, unfortunately. But they work with your emotions, so that's how they get you. If you had no emotions, they probably wouldn't want you because they're not going to get any energy from you and try to abduct you from that. So I hope I helped you. This is all kind of scary stuff at first because people think that they're still here all the time. But if you ever talk to anybody and they seem a little weird or spacey, there's a lot of clones walking around now. A clone is a perfectly, like a real beautiful person, typically, because the aliens are trying to put their really nice clones up here on the surface. So they can make a clone out of a dead body. Let's just say that you looked in a magazine that was, say, 50 years or older, and you saw a movie star that looked wonderful and very beautiful. And you wanted to, and you're an alien and you wanted to bring that person up as a clone, you could go right to where they're buried and they can stop time, take the body up out of the ground, to take out, some of the DNA, recreate a clone of that person, change it slightly so it's not identical to the original person that was here. You know, you wouldn't want to see, probably a Marilyn Monroe or somebody that was, walking around, but, in today's life. But anyway, they can do that. And then that person is here. So a lot of the actors and actresses that we have seen in some of the pictures, movies, et cetera, are clones. And you can see them actually de-age sometimes. And in our terminology, they have plastic surgery. Well, the people that don't know about the underground and having their body cloned will have plastic surgery, but then after a while it doesn't work out too well, where the other ones just have a new body brought up instantly. So anyway, that's kind of what happens here. So I hope it helped you out with that. It gets kind of scary, but what I'm talking about is what reality is here, and this is the way it is, and this is a fact of life on planet Earth here. This is why we do timeline crashing. So with the timeline crashing, you're able to get rid of, an emotional issue that you're dealing with typically to get the aliens off of you. So you want to do probably, 50 timeline crashes and see how that works out for you. So I hope I was able to help you out somewhat there. What state are you calling from?
Are you still on the line?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to keep interrupting you. If I may ask, is there something I can do about hot flashes? I'm being tortured by them.
Yeah, get on the alien attack page.
Okay.
That's what it's for.
Okay.
And
also,
there's other...
Is it the body rejuvenation or the circulatory? One of those has a hormone section. I'm blanking
yeah.
out
okay,
which
good.
One it is. Do you remember which one it is, Ron?
It's probably body rejuvenation, I think.
Okay.
Body, okay, great. Okay, well,
and
thank you
very
much.
Anybody else any suggestions, might get on the fast chat and type something in. So, back to you, Carrie, and thank you for calling.
Okay, thank
okay.
you.
So, we had a question at the beginning, a few pages back on the fast chat about the gray skies clearing, and I just wondered if you would clarify that, Ron. They were the person, and I'm sorry, I don't remember who was asking, but they were asking if that just clears the clouds or if it is clearing ships also.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The ships are making the clouds. So the clouds are formed around the ships. When the ships go, there's no more clouds. So that's really nice. So if you see nice skies around, that's wonderful. The gray skies come because there's so many of them that they want to really get camouflaged. And so when those go away, then the ships that would be behind there that would normally be in ship clouds, they're gone.
Great.
And you can probably even feel the energy changing. You might say, gee, I feel a little sharper today. I feel a little more intelligent, feel more awake. And that's because when the ship clouds come, they start beaming down on you their mind control patterns, and that could be anything. It could be something to numb your mind, to make you more unconscious, physically here. You're probably in the abduction state all the time when they're around you. And, it gets to be very strange. I'm on the road still here traveling, and driving I can feel, abduction points. I can tell you the way I sense it. So I'm driving, and everything seems perfectly fine. And I can sense something out there maybe 5 minutes ahead of me on the freeway. And that's where they normally get you in a certain location, okay? So all of a sudden I kind of like figure, well, here comes another one. And so you go about 5 minutes and you feel your body slightly changing a little bit. You might yawn. And so right away I go into battle action to get rid of these aliens. And normally that field that they projected down, we'll just say it's a vortex to make it simple, probably would last for about 5 minutes of driving time, at the most 15. And then you can also, you can feel yourself going out of it. And in that space of time that you're driving, you're probably going to be inside of a hologram. So everybody who drives into the hologram gets abducted, and this is why nothing vanishes, because they have to create the same pattern that's wherever they are here. So it's just overlaid energies. And so you might feel that yourself as you're driving sometimes, and those points are always in the same location. So if you drive, to the same place every day on the freeway, or maybe in a subway and you can feel strange at a certain spot, watch the people around you. See if they change instantly. See if their clothes changes. Because they will put somebody else or something else, a clone, in place of that person so that, if you're not abducted and you're there, if everybody else was abducted and you're like on the subway and there's 100 people in there and all of a sudden you look and everybody's gone, then they show up in 5 minutes, you would be pretty freaked out. So they automatically put in clones, and you can tell because sometimes you might sense an odor change in the room. People might have different types of clothes on, maybe the exact same clothing, but maybe they're not wrinkled, or maybe the shoes are shinier. Maybe the clone looks a little different physically. Maybe they were smiling more or something, and you can kind of tell. But down the road is where the abduction points are, and, you know, you can always normally detect one. So kind of, you know, put your feelers out when you're driving. And if you start to yawn or you feel like a little numbed out, then they may have got you. So you can get yourself back by pinching yourself, pinching the clone body that you would be at that time. And your physical body should normally come back, or command your spirit back into your body, command your body here to do one of the Be Here Now clearings like we have on the website. You can't do it when you're driving, but you can command your spirit and your body back here. And that can normally help, because you're commanding your spirit, so your spirit will have to come to you wherever it is. And then it can take control and maybe bring your body back. So I hope I helped everybody there. So I see something about cremation. Yeah, cremation would be the best thing to do for a body, because they'd have no way to clone you. And so I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So just one last thing on getting abducted when you're driving. If your body and your spirit have gone and you're now a clone in your car, what part of you is doing the commanding, and where is it happening? Is your consciousness, your awakening consciousness, still on this timeline, but without your body and without your spirit?
Yeah, that can happen. Uh-huh.
Okay.
That can happen. Or maybe you're being bounced back and forth a little bit. Okay?
Oh, okay, yeah.
There is some gray area there that's not 100%, that you're 100% gone.
Okay.
But, yeah, there is area in there that you can do some work on yourself. And you will notice if you're able to analyze yourself, which might be hard to do because you use the mind energy, and they're going to tell you what you want to believe, mm-hmm. you know, for your self-fulfilling prophecies. But if you could try to figure back and look at a situation maybe a year ago, you may have a hard time pulling it up instantly, where when you're really here, it could come up easily. Remember, a clone doesn't have that long of a memory, maybe a couple of weeks or so. That's all that's needed. All they have to know is, you know, how to maybe, you know, get their coffee in the morning. If they drive to, you know, Starbucks or something, they're going to have to know how to eat, have to know how to drive the car, have to know about paying bills, possibly. And all that's pretty much routine. Remember, life here is like a big program, and most people do the same program all the time. You know, if you look at your own life, was your life any different from Monday to today, which was Friday? Probably pretty similar. You know, you might watch TV till 9 or 10 at night, you know, wake up at maybe, say, 7 o'clock in the morning, take your shower, you know, eat, and then get in your car and rush down the road, and you're with other cars that look like yours or you know, physical cars here, and they might even see the same ones doing the same routine as you. I remember watching in the old days, probably in the early 60s, I watched this one helicopter that used to do the news watching the freeways and stuff. And he would sometimes point out, and at that time the Volkswagen Beetle was out. You know, this is the early ones. And there wasn't too many around. Somehow, that little German car wasn't very popular, maybe in the late 50s, early 60s. So there's very few around. And he would always point out, sometimes if he saw it, you know, with his camera, the Volkswagen Beetle driving down the road. And you know, geez, I remember seeing billboards of those things for sale, new, I think, for like $1,600 or something.
Wow.
But anyway, so that was kind of neat that he would actually show the same car at the same time on the freeway. And sure, you know, sure enough, you probably know cars when you're driving to work and the patterns. And if you're all on the same program, alien program, you're going to probably show up at the exact same point every day. Remember, we talked about the movie scene. So back to you, Carrie.
All righty. So the number, in case anybody else would like to call in, we're on station 2, so it's the numbers under there, and there's the toll-free if you're in the U.S. or Canada, and that's 888-260-3070, and then probably line 3 is the other open one, and that's area code 530. 413-4511. So we had a request at the beginning of the show, Ron, I think from Janice and from Neat, for getting bites around their ankles. I think one of them was flea bites, and I think Janice was asking about the energetic alien critters around ankles.
Boy, okay. Well, we got a clearing, too, for bites and stings. Let's do something there here. Let's take away, okay, we're going to do an alien energetic release here from alien critters. So here we go, everybody. So if you have a bite in your body, a sting or something, or even a past one, remember that energy can still be with you. So we're going to release it. And here we go, alien critter release. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, maybe you have to focus on something. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to do the poisoning. 1, 2, this is for the critters. Remember, they have poisoning, waste products, and carcasses. So the poison being released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And get some more poison out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next, we're going to do our waste products. So do a body check right now and just see how you're feeling. Your body might feel a little more relief here. Now we're going to get rid of the other energies here of the waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, do a body check now. See how you're doing. We'll just see if anybody comes on the fast chat here. Next is going to be the waste product removal. And this is what we do on our 8-hour calls on Sundays. That'll be starting next month again here. Or this month, I mean, since we're in next month. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So see how your body's doing, everybody. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Pete down in Australia has a question about the third eye, and he's wondering if, and I've just lost it, oh dear, if we have an implant over our third eye that's blocking us from seeing the light beings, I guess when we're up on the light ship, and if that's the case, if you can remove that implant.
Okay, well, we can try that. Here we go. So releasing what we can here. Your spirit's kind of in charge of what you're seeing, so we'll just see what happens.
Okay.
Here we go. So, 1, releasing this for you, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see if that helps out here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I feel something going on. I feel a little zappy stuff going on there. That's interesting.
Yeah, there's always something.
Yeah, does seem to be. So, let's see. I think it was Charles was asking. Somebody was asking. I think it was Charles. I'm zooming all over the place here trying to find all the questions. But, oh, yeah, here we are. Charles is asking, how would someone know if they were a clone, an alien, or a human?
Well, that's a good question. It's hard to know. First of all, most aliens look alien, okay? Somewhat. I would suggest that people, I really can't say this here, but I have seen two people more recently, within the last, I could say year for sure, maybe sooner, maybe 6 months ago. And these two people that I saw had really, really long necks. And so that, and you can tell because some aliens, their eyes are further apart, okay?
Oh.
So you could check with that. I remember talking to one lady, probably, ending, 1900s here, ending 19, maybe 98 or something. And saw her, and her mother wanted me to work with her daughter and stuff. They were a family that was abducted. They had the black helicopters also coming around at night. Very strange. But what happened with her is that the young girl, and I think she was probably about, 16, and her older sister, which I'll say was about 24, the older sister would not go to sleep at night. She had all the lights on in the house, and she was sleeping in the daytime because she didn't want to be abducted. Well, the younger daughter had a strange rib cage, and it was like a dog's rib cage. And she had extra ribs. It looked different. So she was some kind of alien hybrid, and the mother knew that she always had her eggs taken from her. And the aliens were, quite a few times checking on them at night. So the one lady was completely terrified that, the 24-year-old. But that's another scenario. So you can look at most aliens that are here. Some of them are, they're not that they're bad because they're here to live life too. It's the ones that cause us harm. Remember, all different cultures are basically aliens here anyway, If you look at different skin colors and stuff, that's how they show the differences. The anatomy is, we'll say, the same basically, but the skin color, body, height, physical size of the body, and facial features are the main thing that changes. So that's one thing. As far as a clone will look like the person that you saw before. It'll look identical to it, and just that it'll have different energy. The newer clones, like I said, are wonderful specimens. The aliens are showing them off, and their eyes are very, very bright. And that's how you can spot a clone pretty easily. So if you see somebody with really, really bright eyes, and you think, man, so typically, bright eyes would be a very, very high spiritual person because they're in their body more and their spirit is able to shine out of their eyes. Remember, when you have entities and things happen to you, you get depressed or whatever, your spirit leaves your body because you're taking drugs or something. Your eyes are always glossed over. So you can look at people, go out to the bar scene or something and look at people who come in and how they look and see when they leave. And remember, the spirit brings the brightness into the eyes, but the new clones have really bright eyes. So an average person would say, man, this person is very, very spiritual, or this lady, look at her bright eyes. Well, after you look at it, you're going to see no body energy in the person. And that's the way the new clones are. And so they're like role models to us. So that might be one way. So how do you know if you're a clone? It's difficult for you to know. The only way is, like, you might lose part of your consciousness. and you may not be quite as sharp some days as others. And that's probably about all I can really say about it. You know, if you're watching somebody and they switch on you, so we'll just draw the scenario out here, okay? So this person, maybe your best friend, Jane, wants to get, or is abducted, okay? And you're talking to them as you're eating lunch. Remember, the aliens can stop time. They're the masters of time. They control time here. So even though you're eating some soup or a sandwich or something, you know, and you only have a half an hour to eat, it's your lunch hour, they can stop the time, we'll say at, we'll just say it's 12:15. They can stop it at 12:15. And abduct that person, you're frozen in time. Now, they can work with that person for 5 hours of their time, and maybe only a tenth of a second goes by your time. You don't know the difference. And all of a sudden, they put a clone in their place, and they're still working with that person, and they come into the energy of the room, rematerialize the body, make sure that the clothes match perfectly. If they're holding a spoon, they'll put the body in the right position, we'll say, to hold the spoon and everything else. And then they'll turn it on and turn you on, and all of a sudden, you know, everything looks the same to you. But watch somebody's clothing. The clothing might not be exactly on them right, okay? You've all heard of people who go to sleep at night, at least I have anyway, and they go, man, Ron, I don't normally kick the covers off me at night. Or, you know, I woke up and I was in the bed backwards, or my sheet was on top of the blankets, and that never happens. How in the heck could that have happened? Well, that's because they somehow put you together backwards or wrong when they brought you back down here. Maybe the person in charge of doing that process made a mistake. Or like you're driving your car and you're abducted, and then they put you on the road a foot over, you know, from the left or the right, and all of a sudden you wake up when you hit the pavement, and you go, holy crap, what happened? You know, was I dozing or whatever happened? You know, my car's going off the side of the road. You're going to hit something. And then you jerk your car, and you think what a fool you were. You know, that's the first thing. Oh, I did it again, you know. But it wasn't you. They just landed you in the wrong spot. And you woke up, you know, you became conscious. And now you have to deal with the situation. So that's how it all works. And it's, like I say, it's, you know, we can talk about it, and it's okay. And it starts really making you realize that you're not in control of your life as much as you'd like it to be. And you also realize that things that people have done to you, or you've done to yourself, or situations, that it really is not your fault. So you can go, man, you know, I thought I had this problem. It's not really me. It's what's happening to me. This is why the website's so good, because you're empowered to do something about it. Otherwise, life goes on as normal, and you just wonder what's going on. So that's the whole thing, you know, about clones. I hope I answered the question somewhat. It's difficult to know if you're a clone or not. Just pinch yourself, and you will come back here, because your spirit will recognize that pain a little bit. You don't want to do it a lot, you know, where you get a bruise. But your spirit will realize that, uh-oh, this other body's in trouble. I better come back to it. And then you kind of wake yourself up. And if you do pinch yourself and you wake up, that means that you weren't here. Simple as that. Your spirit was not here. Was your body here? I'm not sure. But your spirit was not here, and you woke up to become more conscious. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Must be really confusing for our spirits to have so many bodies to go into and think it's supposed to be all over the place.
Yeah, it definitely is. And then if your spirit's being tortured in a body, you know, maybe you're out there and you bring back a dream of being hit by a car and you had a broken arm. Well, your spirit does have a broken arm, and when it comes into you, you might feel that physical pain of the broken arm.
Yeah.
And if you don't clear it, now in your auric field, it's transmitting that you have a broken arm, even though you don't have one. So what's going to happen? People around you are going to read your psychic billboard, oh, this person has a broken arm or would like to have one. And all of a sudden, zap, you get it. You align that timeline with that. And maybe the timeline is a day in the future. Remember what deja vu is, remember? So we'll just say that you get a broken arm, oh, in 2 days from now, right? And that's being transmitted. Well, that will put you on the timeline to have the broken arm here. So even though what I'm talking about sounds very negative, very strange, the website is a way to clear it because you can get on there and do the timeline clearings. That's why it's so nice, and it will help to change your life. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I think it's Shane has a question. He's asking, how does cannabis affect us?
Oh, boy. Well, I could say run, don't walk, but whenever you have, it's a mind-altering drug, number one. It takes your spirit out of your body. If you look at all the old movies, probably back in, the late 60s, 70s, if you grew up around people taking it all the time, a lot of my friends, I never could smoke or drink or take pot or pills or anything. But, you look at them and their eyes are all glossed over and, they look kind of dumbfounded. They're very peaceful. They're smiling a lot. I guess they get the munchies, And, that's the problem is that you're not here. You just chased your spirit out of your body. So you manually took a drug that's going to alter your life, and your spirit's not going to be with you. So if you look at the people, in fact, I see them all the time. You look at people that are older. In fact, I think they're all dying out now, the people around the Vietnam War age. So those people, a lot of them that were taking drugs, over in Vietnam and stuff at that same time frame, the late 60s, you look at them now, their eyes are completely gone. And you can tell very easily just by watching them, looking at them. Their eyes are glossed over. You may see a lot of Vietnam vets that are on the side of the street begging for money. Okay? So look at their eyes, and you're going to see that they're messed up. Why are they messed up? Because they took drugs. And they just can't hold it together. Maybe the war caused that. Maybe they had too much trauma. But regardless, they took the drugs to get numbed out. And so I guess the question is, when you take drugs to get numbed out, what happens to your spirit? Well, it leaves you. And then what comes in its place? You're leaving these cubby holes open inside of your body, and entities come into you. So that's the bottom line. So any kind of drug, alcohol, or anything like that alters your consciousness, so your spirit cannot talk to you, because it won't talk when you're not conscious, even though you don't hear it normally anyway. Most people never ask your spirit for advice, which you should be doing. But aside from that, your spirit goes, well, didn't ask me, anything for the last 2 years. Now they're taking drugs. So I'm going to get out of here. This body is useless to communicate with. And that's why your spirit leaves at night, because one of the main reasons, because you're not talking to it in the daytime. It can't wait to leave. It doesn't want to be here. It doesn't want to be in your body. It's here to help you in communication, to work through you with creativity, and to help heal the body of the DNA junk that you've accumulated, all the past storylines of all your ancestors. So it's here to help heal those emotional problems. But most people don't understand that. So, if it has a chance to leave, it's going to leave because it's stuck here, unfortunately, for, thousands and thousands of years. This is why the ascension comes every 2,000 years. So if you're listening to this program, that typically means probably for most people, if not all of you, that you missed the last ascension when Jesus walked the earth. And if you know about past lives at all that you may have had, that means that you've been here and you missed the ascension point. The dark side took you sideways. Or you didn't hear the teachings, which are very simple. Clean out your emotional baggage, which is the main thing to do. So back to you, Carrie, that we have on the website.
Okay, Ron, I think I heard a beep. Is somebody on the line? Hello?
How are you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Your voice is a little faint.
Okay. I'm going to turn on my speakerphone. Can you hear me better now?
I think so.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
You can hear me okay.
Great.
Okay, I just had a question that when if we are blessed enough to make the ascension to the light ship and we become not under the astrological sign or the DNA process, but we are blessed so that we become recreated and redesigned through the ascension pure light process. Can you explain that a little bit to us, Ron?
Yeah. Once, if your spirit gets off this planet, which is why we have the spirit barcode release, once your spirit leaves here, it's not going to come back. And then it gets completely deprogrammed, more so than what the dark side does to you, the light of the darkness here, for the forced reincarnation. So then you just go out and you decide where you want to go to. As far as remembering the planet Earth here, you'll probably have no memory of it, okay? And, you know, you may even want to come back here again. People talk about coming, that they chose to come back. They're on some star system out there in the cosmos, which could be a parallel life, and they chose to come here to help out. And that could be true. But I would think that their intelligence, their intel that they had, would probably be pretty intelligent, knowing that whoever comes in here never leaves. So that's Hotel California. And you can understand that by having past lives here. So that could be, you know, correct. I hear people talking about that they chose to come back. More than likely, they probably were given a program by the darkness for this lifetime, because you wonder why you're here, and then they say, oh, you're this wonderful person from planet X, Y, and Z, and you chose to come here to help humanity. And people get that all the time. Now, you have to remember that in the light, there's no judgment, and there's no angels that's going to be channeling through you. You're not going to be connected to the masters, because you have that same frequency in the light of all these divine beings. So they're not going to come to you that way to talk to you, to give you a mission here. That's impossible. Remember, the light doesn't judge. And so anything that deals with judgment, which would be channeling through people, that is not the light ship doing that, because you already have it with you. So they're not going to recreate something to make you feel dumb or stupid or disempowered, that you have to call upon something else outside of yourself that's better than you. That's the dark side teaching and what's taught to people. Remember, the light cannot judge, so it's never going to channel. It's impossible. So that's the way it works, and there's a lot of people doing that out there. And the information can be, like I say, great, wonderful, you know, and normally the darkness, who are doing the channeling, the light of the darkness, they'll, you know, tell you how wonderful you are and everything else, making you feel, you know, a emotional energy coming into you, thinking that it's right. And the light doesn't work that way. You have to connect to your spirit. So anyway, that's kind of how you can tell kind of what's what. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Larry, are you happy with that answer? Did you have anything else you wanted to ask?
Yes, I wanted to ask one more thing then to follow up on that to Ron. So
okay.
For the sake of invention, that we would go to the home planet, we become, maybe our original creation would be a swordfish, so we'd become a swordfish again. And would we go to the home planet, or would we just decide, well, I want to be a human light being and have a wife and a child and go to that planet? Would we have a choice, or do we go to the home planet and become the swordfish first of all?
No, when you go back to your home base energy, that's where you go to after you're created, and you decide at that time or some point during the process that you want to leave. So you're first created as a light being. Then from there, you leave to your home base energy. You never go back to the light ship, but you do go back to your home base energy after each incarnation in the light. And you could be there for thousands of years, you know. But it depends what you choose to do. Nothing dies in the light. So the blueprint
uh-huh.
just gets
So you would have realize. A choice between one and the other, or maybe alternate choices to go through then.
Yes, so you do have a choice. You probably would never, I would guess, never experience the same type of life form again. Remember, you have a spirit, which is what you are, you know, in your home base, and then you decide what life form blueprint you want to energize to recreate, okay? So then you recreate that life form, and you go to wherever that life form is going to be living, and that's how it works. So you're always at free choice, and, you know, whenever you choose to leave, you can leave. If you don't like it, you just leave. You dematerialize the blueprint. So you may not ever do the same lifetime twice because you already have that experience. There's so much more to experience. You know,
yes, that sounds clear. Thank you very much, Ron.
Yeah. So you can kind of think of looking at people in a sense, you know. Look at a lot of people, you know, someplace, maybe a shopping center or whatever. You know, and you might see, 500 people in a minute. Well, each one of those people have a different lifestyle and a different way of reacting and responding to the life that they're living. And that's kind of the way it is in the light. So you're able to choose one of those people to go into, in a sense, okay? Just think of having, probably billions of creation energies that you can go into. And so just kind of look at it that way, that you're able to experience whatever you choose to, and to go back to, like, the, using the people scenario, the same person, you know, you already did that, been there, done that. You want to have something else to experience. That's why you probably would never come back to planet Earth if you got out of here. Even if you were typically wanting to come back, you would not know about planet Earth. You just see probably the visuals of what's like what it is here, you know, like a little preview. So I don't know what or how people got trapped here to begin with. I really could not even answer that question. All I can figure is that they somehow, you know, got on the wrong bus. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Oh boy,
our time's ending.
Yeah,
we got to do our Q&A, and our time is ending, so we got to get off.
Okay.
So thank you.
646.
Yeah, the phone number is, you want to put the phone number in, it's 646-519-5800, pin number 9009. So I'll be on in a couple minutes here.
Okay, great. Thanks, everybody. Hope you can make it onto the call. See you tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Station 1, 9 p.m. Pacific.